I put up sample P as the deserved and created as date is 07/13/2023. Dictation is for Mr. John Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. John spells J-O-H-N. Date of birth is 08/16/1957. And this is a 65-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. John has a history of hypertension, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, diabetes type 2, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma. Is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills. He states since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports clogged left ear, says he can hardly hear from his left. he reports a history of cerumen impaction and thinks symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air, blood pressure 138/86, pulse 85, respiration 18. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, period. Reducible right inguinal hernia. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Ear, right ear is impacted with cerumen, TM is not visible. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, sweet tension is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension. Number two, coronary artery disease. Number three, diabetes type 2. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, cerumen impaction. Number six, medication refill. Number seven, right inguinal hernia, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Earwax removal. Ear curette was used to remove a large quantity of wax. However, after removing that large quantity, TM was still obscured and patient was complaining of discomfort. So we switched to a irrigating irrigating equipment, which removed the remainder of the cerumen. TM was visible and appears intact, with no erythema, good light reflex. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4. PSA, testosterone, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D. Next paragraph. Patient was given a request for a CT scan of his abdomen with and without contrast to evaluate mass in his right inguinal region suspected to be a hernia. Next paragraph. Medication were refilled as follows. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, bumetidine. Bumetadine, 1 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 9 days, number 180. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was comfortable being discharged, had biopsy to follow up in 3 months. He was informed that he would be called if labs are abnormal and is strongly encouraged to have a CT scan done for us to evaluate his hernia. End of dictation.